I think first of all, we were disappointed because we came here with a lot of confidence to give back to our fans the support that they've been giving to us in a full, almost full Molino. But I think we took too much time to put ourselves in the game. Cardiff, it was clear the game plan that they had: take out our spaces, be aggressive, don't let our players. The freedom and the creativity that we've been showing, and too much stoppage time, too much ball out of the game, but we didn't do a good game. Too many mistakes for a team that wants to be strong, and this is the lesson that we get from here. We have to analyze the same approach and avoid this kind of situations.
I mean, they're probably the most physical team you've played. Do you think you're going to have to contend with that now?
No, it doesn't have to do with that. I think one of the things that we have to analyze is about the referee. If the referee allows this kind of situation that's happened with Rona, and that happened with Ruben, and that doesn't punish these situations, teams are gonna do that. It's not about me changing the way the other team plays, but the referee must protect what people come to the stadium to see. They come to see football, they come to see kicking around.
And do you say you're not going to change the way that you play? Might you have to change the way you play?
Never. When you want to build something, you cannot even 1 minute have a doubt of the what we are doing. And we start on the 26th of June. It's not about this game that we're going to change.
And you know, were you particularly unhappy about the incident there at the dugout? Was it just at half time when your player fell to the ground?
It was an elbow. I saw it was 2 meters away from me. It was clear. I see an elbow on the neck of Saiz. Ball was not there. There's only one interpretation to do. But this is a referee job. And it's about these moments that take you out of the game. And this is what another thing that we have to look at.
So
we have to be ready for it.
You should be sent off.
If you ask me, yes. There's no other interpretation to these kinds of things.
It's a first defeat. What's your message to the players in the dressing room afterwards?
It's the way you get up from these moments, the way you approach the next moment in competition. That's what makes you stronger, the way you get up from big punches that you get.
In terms of the second half, when you got that equaliser, when Leo scored, it seemed like you were in the ascendancy. Diogo had a chance. Did you feel you were going to go on to win the game?
Yeah, it was from the character that we want to build is about that. When you are in front and you have a good result, you have to score more to really be comfortable with the advantage. When you are behind, you cannot give up. A draw is not good for us. So the message for the team was that let's go for it. And we had. And the second goal is what we should look at it, because it's a goal key from the goalie. A ball bouncing strange. This is what we should be really strong. After so much effort, we must be dealing with these minutes to stable again and putting back our game.
It's very positive. You were sticking to your philosophy, playing football. Is it simply a case, and you think Cardiff bullied you today?
No, it's not about that. It's about. I cannot change the way the teams come or faces. It's not about. I'm not concerned about that. I'm concerned that we have to have an idea, be able to deal with every moment and every situation of the game, even though the ball in play of this was less than we expect in a football game. We have to be prepared for it. So we have to be mentally strong to deal with this kind of provocations. We have to be physically strong to be stronger on duels. We have to work hard.
It's a long season, 9 points from 12. Still a lot to be happy about.
Yeah, of course. Nothing changes. A few days ago we win and we never get carried away. Today was not the result that you expected. Tomorrow is another day and we're going to work harder than before.